The Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, starts discussing the sugya of Baltalin, and in this is about Talin. There's a very sadistic hakir from the Mishnah Siavitz. This is in the Sefer in Anachesh Mishnah in Siman Hey. So he declares whether Baltalin is a mamistik din, or some type of schus mamen that the worker has. The being that he worked for you, you have a the Torah is mechavi to pay him, and the Torah gives him a schus tviya in the mamen because of this mamen, which is otam. He has a schus tviya, and it's a mamistik din. It's not mamish gezela if you don't give it to him. It's not his yet. But there's some type of mamanistic ketvia that he has, and for that reason, he's not allowed to hold it back, and the mechuyif to give it to him. Or do we say that it's not a mamanistic chiyah, but something to do with a tvias maman, but it's an iser ba'am, it's an iser that the Tatar put on the gavra, on the one who hired this worker, that if this guy worked for you and you owe him money, for you not to give it to him, you even this iser ba'al talent. So it's an iser, it's more of like a yardedic iser, nothing to do with a tvias maman, it's not a schus maman. And the Mishnah Sabbath brings a raya from the Gemara on Daf Kufi and Alphan Bez all the way to the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara says that Amar Vasif Yil Asacha Elo Lipsa Elo Eshkol Echash Anavim Ivar Mishum Bal Talon. Even if you only hire him to be Baitzer one Eshkol Anavim, you're still Ivar Mishum Bal Talon. So what's the Chiddush of that? Rashi says the Chiddush is Kalimir Sacha Shais, that even by Sacha Shais, it's still going to be in Israel Bal Talon. The Ritva over here is bothered. He says that's on the Chiddush. We already know that from the Mishnah, the Musik of Sacha Shais. So what is the Chiddush of Afilo Eshkol Echash, Zach the Ritva? The Chiddush is, even though it's Pachas Mishavar Pruta. The Miri also says that over here, that the Chiddush is, even though it's Pachas Mishavar Pruta, it's still going to be Iran Bal Talin. So the Mishnah Sabbath says that if it's a Mamnesik Din, if it's a Schus of Tias Mammon, then Lachar wouldn't be Shaykh by less than a Pruta. It doesn't have a Din Mammon if it's less than a Pruta. So from the fact that they say that there's a Isser, even by less than a Pruta, there's a Rai that's not a Mamnesik Tviya, it's not a Din Mammon, but it's an Isser Ba'amah that the Torah placed on you, and therefore that Isser can be Negea, even though it's less than a pruta. It could be that Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi, who learns it, it's Sacher Shais. He didn't want to say the Isser is an Isser Pachas Shomer Pruta. Maybe held like other tzad that it's a Mamnes Tikedin, and therefore it's Pashatim that would only apply to a pruta and more, but not less than a Shomer Pruta, because then it doesn't have a din Mammon and would not have a din of a Tvias Mammon.